Trusting God with Our Whole Heart by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3, 5-6. What a crazy time we're living in. We collectively struggle with trust. You hear one thing on the news and change the channel and hear something completely different. So what are we to do? Where can we turn? Our verses in Proverbs clearly tell us that we can trust the Lord, and we can trust Him with our whole heart. God tells us to not to lean on our own understanding, but rather to acknowledge God in all our ways. But I have to confess, I lean heavily at times on my own understanding, and when I do, I'm soon frustrated, wondering why things don't seem to work out. We are all works in progress. I have not arrived. I will still make mistakes, and I will even blow it royally at times. But I'm so thankful that when I mess up, God invites me to come to Him, and I can put my mistakes in His large, capable hands. Growing up, I struggled with perfectionism. There are times I still wrestle with it. In my family of origin, only perfection was seen. So I learned pretty early in life, whatever I did, I needed to be perfect. Our dad reinforced this by only seeing what was perfect. And sadly, after a while, I watched my brother get so discouraged, he stopped trying altogether. Little did I know that when I went out on my own, that I'd be bringing my own baggage with me. Perfectionism was neatly packed in one of my suitcases. And years later, when I found myself in a counselor's office, I could finally fess up to this struggle. Do you want to know what helped me most? It was learning I no longer needed to strive for acceptance. God had already accepted me. He did it when I accepted His Son, Jesus, the only truly perfect one. And Jesus shed His perfect blood for me on the cross when He died. And that blood satisfies the heart of God. I still blow it sometimes, but God sees me through the blood Jesus shed, and I am forgiven. There is nothing I can do which will lessen God's love for me, and there's nothing I can do that will make God love me more. Those words bring freedom. God looks at those who accept Jesus as their Savior, and God is pleased. Trusting in the finished work of Calvary takes faith, and we are told in Scripture, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. As new believers, we knew God would answer our prayers. God could do anything. But somewhere along the way, we began believing lies from the enemy. Lies like, God is tired of answering your prayers. God doesn't care about you. God is disappointed in you. I'm so glad we can drench ourselves in the Word of God and the lies become obvious. God doesn't grow weary. Isaiah 40:28. God encourages us to cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. God does not get disappointed in us because when we do blow it, He removes our transgressions from us. Psalm 102:12. I'm so glad God gave us His Word so we can meditate on what's true and denounce the lies. When we are immersed in God's Word, we can love God wholeheartedly. Is there something stopping you from trusting God with your whole heart? God loves you totally, and you can trust Him with your whole heart. Listen to this song, Half of My Heart by Nathan Peterson. May it bless you like it blesses me. Let God carry you. When you can't take another step, then let God carry you. Not only can He lift you up, He carries burdens too.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that.
Right.
Right? Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.